This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
I am a dragon. When I'm cleaning up my lair, I like to collect the piles of change and donate them to rabble.ca/donate. I just total up the loonies, toonies, and doubloons I've got lying about the cave, then head for rabble.ca/donate. It's dragons like you and I that keep rabble.ca running. A place for everything and everything in its place, I always say. My donations belong at rabble.ca/donate.
Welcome to Constructing Change, the official podcast of the Activist Toolkit. I'm your host, Steph Pinch. The Activist Toolkit is a wiki full of how-to guides, tech tools, and history. You can add to the tools, post your own, or start a discussion. Go to www.rabble.ca/toolkit. Supporters of Hassan Diab gathered outside the Department of Justice despite the bitter cold. They all came with a simple goal in mind, to hand a petition to Justice Minister Rob Nicholson. Protesters blew whistles and sang in the hopes that their voices would be heard inside the Justice Minister's office.
Don't try to extradite, no, no, Mr. Nicholson. Don't try to extradite, don't send us on Diab away.
Diab worked as a professor in Ottawa. He was approached by a French journalist one day about a bombing at a synagogue in Paris 30 years ago. Diab's partner, Rania Tafali.
So after that, there was a pattern of surveillance and we were being followed. Often we would notice that sometimes people would take pictures of us in a very intimidating manner. Cars would follow us. A person tried to break into our apartment here. So we reported all of these to the Ottawa police, but nothing happened.
It wasn't long until Hassan Diab was arrested. He was held in a detention center for almost 5 months, charged with the bombing. Tafali says the ordeal has changed their lives.
If we go out, we have to make sure that we return well before 10 p.m. If we are shopping for something, we have to be exactly in the same aisle. The other thing is that he can't be away without a surety. So all of these, it impacts like everyday situation. So it's always in your mind. You are always aware of these restrictions.
At the rally, protesters say that they fear that anyone could be subjected to these hearings.
I think this whole extradition process is a threat to all Canadian citizens. This is ridiculous. And I think the conditions under which Dr. Diab has been having to live for the last few years are atrocious.
Diab has been wearing a GPS ankle bracelet since 2009 that costs him $2,000 a month. More than 600 people signed the petition to stop Diab's extradition. Protester Matthew Brennan's tried to deliver the signatures without any luck.
It's quite remarkable that in 2012, they're not sure that they can actually accept something in a democracy from their citizens.
Shame.
What we say is, hey, Rob! Do your job!
Hey, Rob! Do your job! Hey, Rob! Do your job!
Since the rally, Minister Nicholson has postponed his decision on the case until March 28th. Diab's situation is sadly common. Canadians are still accused and imprisoned on secret information that is claimed to be a matter of national security. The People's Commission Network, based in Montreal, helps monitor these cases. They've created a jam-packed facilitator's guide for workshops on immigration and security issues. The guide contains handouts and agendas for sessions about racial profiling and lack of due process in Canada. The easy-to-follow outline takes participants through the realities of deportation, extradition, and security certificates. Check it out in the workshop section of the toolkit. Go to www.rabble.ca/toolkit. You've been listening to Constructing Change, the podcast of the Activist Toolkit. In solidarity, I'm Steph Pinch.
The revolution will be live.